Welcome to Listen to Older Voices, a program produced for Uniting Melba and podcast through the Toorak Times. It's always a pleasure to bring you, through their stories, the life and times of older people in our community. All very interesting, all very different, and all very entertaining. This is Listen to Older Voices, and I'm your host, Rob Greaves. Welcome to this third and final program in the life and times of Veronica Ireland. Born in 1944, Veronica overcame deafness to eventually become a psychiatric nurse. This was no mean feat, as her early learning suffered because she was deaf and subject to a lot of ridicule and teasing, all of which was compounded by her mother's attitude towards her. On gaining her hearing, Veronica, despite initially failing her entrance exams, eventually undertakes a career in psychiatric nursing, and except for a few working deviations, it's work that forms the bulk of a career for her. She was good in what she did and won many awards over her career, including a Royal Humane Society Award when she disarmed a man with a loaded rifle in the nurse's home where she was working after he'd shot and wounded a woman. We learn now more about other facets of Veronica, including her love for cars, where she was a rally driver for a while before taking up other track duties, and how this love of driving saw her drive to WA in one of three trips to that state and to other parts of Australia. Travel overseas also features in her story, but there are many other tales as she introduces us to the story of Granny's Chair and how in her retirement she suffered from being attacked and injured. Her stories flow and she takes us along with her. So without much more ado, let's pick up her story with Veronica talking about giving up rally driving. When did you give up rally driving?
Oh, when I got the ute.
That's when you stopped rally driving. Right. Now, a little while ago while we were talking, I think you mentioned something about Central Australia. Have you done much travel?
I went four times.
As a rally driver to Central Australia?
No.
For yourself? Yeah.
The RACV.
You enjoyed doing a bit of travelling?
Yeah.
What was it about Central Australia that you liked so much to go back four times? Because that's a lot. Most people don't go
Because they had one every year.
Oh, so you just went because they went.
And there was 278 cars.
You did a holiday trip to Central Australia with 278 cars. That's a big convoy. You would have owned the roads. Gee. So was it going to Central Australia or was it the driving bit that you liked? Which was it?
The driving and the seeing the countryside.
Right.
And we ended up, Mum and I, we're in the ute. And we ended up right up at Mount Isa.
Was that a fascinating place to visit?
Oh, yeah.
What did you like about it?
I don't know. But I had to leave my glide-on camper back in Broken Hill.
Why?
Because one of the air shockers had collapsed.
Oh,
we didn't know about that. But they allowed us to go in it. And anyway, I found out at the end, when I went to pump up the shocker, I said, Mum, it's gone straight down.
Oh, and I can only imagine I've not driven up that way. It must be pretty rough roads.
Yeah. Anyway, we had to go and get a air shocker and what the RACV did, we had to send them the bill and they paid for some of it.
Why would they pay for your shocker?
Because we were with them and they hadn't discovered it.
Oh, so they do a check of the cars before you go?
And
they hadn't. Ah, okay. Now I understand. Right. What other places did you go? Have you driven in other places in Australia?
Cairns. Western Australia three times.
Hang on, let's go there. Was that in the 70s or 80s that you went to West Australia?
Yeah.
Which was it sealed at that stage or not sealed?
Yeah.
You were sealed all the way across, right.
But I went, the first time I went there and back, on the road by without the assistance of a train.
Yep.
The second time I did the same thing, and I took two of Robbie's kids, and then the third time I went up to Mildura. Then I got up in the about 4 a.m., went across from Mildura, and when I got to the fruit inspection, you know,
mm-hmm.
he said, "You're up early." I said, "Yeah, but I'm going on the Indian Pacific and I want to have a break in between."
Yeah.
Because I knew I wouldn't get out of that train. We were supposed to be able to get out and walk, but every time they stopped the train and we could have, we were in the dining room.
Ah, bad timing.
Very bad timing. Mm.
So you've done the trip to WA both in a car and on the Indian Pacific.
Eh.
Do you have a preference? Which way did you enjoy most? Was it the driving or the Indian Pacific train?
Oh, I like the Indian Pacific, yeah.
Yeah.
But I only went one way.
Aha. Uh-huh. So how did you come back?
I drove back.
Oh, and you drove back. Because it's a long drive, isn't it? I mean, I've done it once. The road just goes on and on and on.
But from Fremantle, we stopped there. Mm-hmm. That was the only time we stopped. But I didn't go on the tour around the town. I just went for a good old walk, you know.
Often the best.
But when I got to Perth, I went to get my car off.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "What are you doing to them?" They were turning the ignition over and over and over, you know. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't start it.
Uh-huh.
And I said, "What are you doing? Don't you know anything?" And one chap said, another satisfied customer, sarcastically. And I said, "You haven't pulled out the choke, have you? Where is it then?" I said, "Get out and I'll do it. I'll drive it off." And as soon as I pulled out the choke, it started straight away.
And no,
I think they'd nearly flooded it.
Well, probably did, that's right. But you don't like that, do you? You know, you pay your money for them to do this,
but
and they don't
luckily,
know what they're doing.
Luckily, my car was on the front,
oh,
the first on.
Wow, okay.
The car behind had a waterbed, a baby's cot, and all this sort of thing, and they lost the lot.
They didn't tie it down.
They had it tied down, but not tight enough.
Enough. Oh, goodness. Okay, well, that wasn't pleasant.
Because the train had gone so fast from Fremantle to Perth that it missed. And you know what? I had brake dust all over my car.
Yeah, well, I can understand that, though, because that's a long
journey. Yeah, I went from Sydney on the normal train from Sydney to Melbourne.
Yeah.
I went with one of my Taranas. And do you know what they did, Melbourne people? And my car was perfectly clean. They knew how to get the brake
dust. Yeah, but in all fairness, Veronica, I mean, that's, what, a 600-kilometre ride by train to Sydney at, what is it, several thousand kilometres to Perth across a desert.
Oh, yeah, I know. But you see, they never washed it.
No, that's different. You would expect they should do that, yes.
Mm.
So of all the places you've been, and it sounds like you've been, you know, you've been to Perth, you've been up to Cairns, you've been to Sydney, you've been to
Tasmania.
And to Tasmania and Alice.
I've been everywhere.
Well, I was humping my bluey on the dusty Oodnadatta Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Oodnadatta, mate, with me you can ride. So I climbed in the cabin and I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. I said, listen, mate, I've traveled every road in this hill land, 'cause I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Been to Tullamore, Seymour, Lismore, Mooloolaba, Nambour, Mooroochdor, Kilmore, Mooloolaba, Birdsville, Emmaville, Wallaville, Conowana, Conowine, Strathroan, Prospine, Nalla Dalla, Darwin, Ginger, Nilliquin, Muckdilla, Wallamilla, Bogabilla, Cumberilla, I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my chair, man. I've been everywhere.
Yeah, but listen here, mate, if you've been to...
I've been to Moree, Tari, Drillaby, Bamboo, Toowoomba, Gunnedah, Carringbah, Willamaloo, Dalveen, Tambourine, Ningadine, Jindabyne, Lithgow, Casino, Brigalow, Narromine, Megalong, Wyong, Tuggerong, Wangarilla, Morilla, Orcathella, Brindabella. I'm the fella who's been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my chair, man. I've been everywhere.
Yeah, I know that, but if you've been
to... Wollongong, Geelong, Currajong, Mullumbin, Mittagong, Molong, Grongrong, Gundawindi, Yarra Yarra, Boondah, Wollongarra, Tarramarabu, Garragundagai, Narrabri, Toowoomba, Golgong, Adelong, Billabong, Cabramatta, Parramatta, Wongaratta, Coolangatta. What's the matter? I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Yeah, look, that's fine, but how about...
Big Adelong, Dandenong, Woodenbong, Ballarat, Canberra, Moolpara, Yundam, Skunk, Flat, Clonkai, River Murray, Kari, Kari, Gurawin, Terrigal, Stockmill, Collaroy, Narrabeen, Bendigo, Darrigal, Bangalore, Windapuri, Kirribilli, Yerrumbilly, Wallangilly. Don't be silly, I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been here, there, everywhere. I've been everywhere.
Listen to older voices, revisiting through recollections. I'm Rob Greaves and I'm talking with Veronica Ireland, and Veronica is regaling us with tales of her times travelling around Australia, in particular to WA.
Is there a favourite?
No, not really.
You enjoyed them all?
Yeah. I'd love to go to Cairns again.
So all this travelling you were doing, was this after you'd retired or while you were still working?
While I was still working, but I was on long service leave then.
Of course, 40 years, yes. That's
I went on long service leave.
Yeah.
And prior to that, I said to Dr. Churches, because I had to have a hyster, I said, how long do I have to be sick for? And he says, oh, 3 weeks, you know,
mm-hmm.
have 3 weeks sick
mm-hmm.
leave,
mm-hmm.
then you start your long service
yep.
leave.
Yeah. So it was quite a break.
Yeah.
So when did you retire? You must have been in your 60s.
Huh?
Close? No, younger than that, were you?
I retired just the year before last.
Goodness, okay, so you worked right up until you were in your 70s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I was in a different job then.
What were you doing when you retired? Oh, at school crossings?
Mm.
Oh, that must have been a wonderful job with the little
ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
But circumstances beyond my control
brought it to an
lost
end.
Me that job.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Life has its ups and downs, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And you've had your fair share.
Yeah.
Now you're sitting here in your 70s and you're in quite a beautiful little unit in a very nice area in Hillsville here with the mountains behind.
I love that.
You. Yes, well...
Mount St Leonard.
I'm sitting in Veronica's lounge room. I'm looking at her and through the window behind her is Mount St Leonard, and it's just a beautiful view. And to look out of that every day is glorious.
I looked out at that every day down at Maroondah Highway.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we had 2 blocks there.
Right. Sorry, when you say we, who is we?
The family.
Oh, your mum, dad and everything. Yeah, yeah. When did mum pass away?
Dad passed away
first.
In 79.
Yeah.
Guess when mum passed away?
Can't.
I just told you.
In 79 as well?
No.
No?
Turn it around.
Oh, 97.
Yeah.
Okay. So she had a really good innings, didn't she?
Yeah.
What was your relationship like towards the end? Because you said when you were a little girl, it wasn't that good. Did it
well,
get
it still was bad because she was demented.
Oh,
she had dementia.
That makes it hard.
And she used to treat me as a child. in the end.
They say people with dementia, it's not them that suffer, it's the family around them that suffer.
Yeah.
Because they don't know. No. So a difficult childhood with Mum, and then a very difficult ending with Mum.
Yeah. But when I was 12, this is when we're going back now, when I was 12, Mum put me on the Ansett bus.
To go right? to where?
Down to Melbourne, Swanson Street, in the Ansett depot.
Gee, that was a big trip for a little girl.
Then I went from, I had to wait a little while to go from there to Geelong.
Wow.
And then from Geelong on the mail bus down to Lawn.
Why?
To go and stay with Granny.
Oh, goodness me. Was that a pleasant trip, though?
Yeah, I loved it.
Oh, a bit of an adventure.
Because I was Granny's favourite.
Oh,
and you're okay. sitting in Granny's chair.
Granny's chair, you mentioned that. This was actually Granny's chair, was it?
Mm.
Very comfortable.
200 years old.
She, at the age of 83, one day took sick and died. And after she was dead, the will was read by a lawyer as we stood by his side. To my brother it was found she had left £100, same to my sister, I declare. But when it came to me, the lawyer said, I see she has left you her old armchair. How they tittered, how they chaffed, how my brothers and sisters laughed when they heard the lawyer declare, Granny has left you her old armchair. I thought it hardly fair, and still I didn't care. In the evening I took my chair away. The neighbors chaffed, and my brother at me laughed, and said it'll be useful someday. When you settle down in life as a mother and a wife, you'll find it very handy, I declare. On a cold, frosty night when the fire burns bright, you can sit in your old armchair. How they tittered, how they chaffed, how my brothers and sisters laughed when they heard the lawyer declare, Granny has left you her old armchair. What my brother said was true, for in a year or two I had settled down to married life. A fella came to court, and then a ring he bought, and the parson made us man and wife. Oh, my husband and me were happy as could be, for when my work was over, I declare, I would sit there and rest, my children at my breast, a-rockin' in my old armchair.
Seriously, then I am very honored to be sitting in this chair.
One night the chair fell down. When I picked it up, I found the seat had fallen out upon the floor. And to my surprise, I saw before my eyes a lot of notes, £1,000 or more. When my brother heard of this, the fellow, I confess, went wild with rage and tore his hair. I only laughed at him, and I says to him, Jim, don't you wish you had the old armchair? How they tittered, how they chaffed, how my brothers and sisters laughed when they heard the lawyer declare, Granny has left you her old armchair.
Listen to Older Voices, where stories from the past find a home in the present.
I've got Granny's scissors.
Nice little keepsakes.
Yeah. And there's a story attached to those, but I eventually got them back.
Right. So they disappeared for a while, did they?
Yes.
Yes. So coming back to where we are now, sitting in your unit, sitting in Healesville, you've retired. What do you do now? Because you, all things being equal, you've still got quite a few years left in your life.
I know.
What do you do?
I tried to get back to the council to work, but
no.
I had one incident where I was slapped on the head.
By whom?
By a fella down here.
Oh.
Can't mention names.
No, I don't
want to go.
No, we're not going to mention names. No, I just didn't know whether it was a child or an adult.
An adult.
Oh, yeah. That's a bit disrespectful.
A bit disturbed.
Yes. Oh, okay.
And anyway, the doc has said to me, because he hit the nerves, it could be years till the pain goes.
Oh, Veronica, gee whiz. Here you ask, you've spent 40 years helping people, and in retirement somebody hurts you. It's not right.
And then I was with a walking group at Lilydale Lake, and this girl wasn't being very careful. She had the baby in the back of the car, and she was looking in her rear vision mirror at the baby, and the car moved. You know who was...
In front of it?
Yeah, me.
You.
I got hit on the right side by the car. On the left side, I landed on the road.
It's bad enough at any age getting hit, but at our age, the body doesn't like being punished like that, does it? I mean,
No. And then when I was in Italy, I fell down onto my kneecap right outside the Colosseum.
Well, I could say you were probably in good company. A lot of people suffered in the Colosseum and you suffered just outside. Italy, so you've done overseas trips as well.
Yeah. When I was at Mont Park, and I don't know why I stayed there for the weekend. It was one of the times when I was a little bit broke.
Mm.
And so I watched Variety Italian Style on Channel 10 on the TV. Anyway, I saw Venice. In black and white.
Oh, that long ago, right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because it was an old TV in the nurse's home. Anyway, my aunt and uncle in Mildura had a coloured TV. And as it turned out, we had part of a weekend off. Then on the full weekend off, which was the next weekend, I was in Mildura. And I swapped a couple of days with staff to get 4 days off instead of just the two. But I watched Variety Italian Style again, the same episode, in colour.
And then you went, I want to go there.
Yes.
Yes, I can see that coming. And you did.
Yeah, I made it. With my payout, I had enough money to go. But they gave me $3,000 extra, but I wasn't filled in that they weren't going to take out the tax. So I've still got the tax bill. But the tax department have been very generous. They haven't charged me any interest.
Just letting you pay it off as you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So once next year comes, I'll be starting to pay off $20 a fortnight. But they said they will not charge me interest because of what happened. And I can't tell you the story.
No, that's
reason.
Personal anyway. But,
yeah.
Well, look, I mean, there are so many stories we hear about the tax office which aren't pleasant. It's nice to hear a good one, you know, and they're treating you well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our time is almost up. Your life has had a lot of ups and a lot of downs, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Has it been a good life?
Oh, yeah. And I'll show you this other award that I got.
Look, it's nice to get some recognition, Veronica, especially when somebody spends their life helping others. that you have. And they may put, some people might look at this and go, yeah, but they're just awards. But it's nice to get the recognition. It is.
Yeah.
So as I was saying, your life has been
and
up.
And I've got 20-year service thing for Meals on Wheels. Oh. I mean, when you come to think of it, I mean, our mother, she had a hard life and she was born with a disability. The left-hand side of her face. That's why she was always wanting to have her photograph taken with the right.
She was a very attractive young woman, though. I've got to say, we're looking at her picture there. Yeah.
She had a hemiparesis.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Yeah. That's quite a thing to have to bear.
She was born with it.
Right.
And her ear wasn't in, it wasn't there.
Yeah.
It was back here.
Yeah, misplaced. Yes. So as you got older, you began to understand a little bit more maybe about why she was like she was.
Yeah.
Our time is up, Veronica. Can I just say thank you very much for just sharing a little bit of your life and your story. It's been very fascinating. And thank you for being on the program.
Listen to Older Voices is produced by Rob Greaves at the Melbourne Community Support Program on behalf of Wesley Mission Victoria. The program is supported by financial assistance from the Commonwealth Government through the Commonwealth Home Support Program and is brought to you through the Toorak Times.